We are back from recess, and I have now had an opportunity to speak with counsel, and I would like at this time to call counsel to the microphone, if that's possible. This is Pat Keck, and she will deliver to us her opinion on what we have done, the process, and what we should do to move forward.
It appears, from what I know about this, that there is an irregular bid that has been received, and because it's not an apples-to-apples comparison, that it needs to be relet. And it is mainly because even though you can calculate the numbers and figure them out, the bid process calls for a strictly apples-to-apples comparison, and it'd probably be a good idea to try to figure out a form by which these companies can do the apples-to-apples comparison. So.
Let me ask this question. We cannot be left bare for workers' compensation as of April 1st. What are your thoughts regarding that?
Well, I understand from Mr. Conley that you can just renew the existing policy, which would give you an opportunity to then re-let the bid. And with a 90-day notice, then you could give 90-day notice to cancellation if they don't get the bid. If they got the bid, then you just renew it at whatever their bid price is at that time. After the end of the 90 days, I would assume the new bid would go into effect.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I would, gentlemen, and believe that we should follow the advice of counsel. And if you agree, I would entertain a motion to move forward with Connell, and if during that time, excuse me, Rick.
I can speak.
Yes, go right ahead, sir.
Ron, knowing what I know about insurance, we will pay based on those rates. The two bids that you are looking at, you have the rates for. If we looked at the final number, it would be doing an injustice. We're going to get the same rates the next time. I believe Ms. Keck may be mistaken in a violation of the bids.
I appreciate your comments, and again, I would respectfully request of these commissioners that we offer a motion to move forward with Connell and Howe's bid and relet for bids to make sure that we have followed the letter of the law based upon counsel's advice.
Make sure I clarify, within the contract, Linda, we have a 90-day out clause. Is that right? There's a 98. So even though we're awarding it for 1 year, if we want to get out in 90 days, we can get out in 90 days. Okay.
I withdraw my second on the first motion.
Okay. We don't have to, I don't think, is what I'm hearing. But
what I'm asking is basically that we move forward with the motion and that we relet for bids at the same time. So during that period of 90 days, we will actually go back out and ask these companies to rebid. Quite frankly, I don't look for anything to change. It's just that we will be comparing apples to apples and oranges to oranges, and we will have everything in place that we should have in place legally as advised by counsel.
But my withdrawal of my second is for the purpose of a new, clear motion.
Withdraw your.
Okay. Well, my motion's going to die for a lack of second because I don't know why the motion has to be changed. But that's that here nor there. If we take his original bid at 186.
Actually, there was a motion and a second. If you withdraw your motion, he's going to withdraw his second, and we need to do that. I understand where you're headed with that, Jim, but technically okay. We need to do it that way.
Okay, I don't understand.
You're going to make the same motion again, but
exactly. Okay, I'm withdrawing my motion.
Okay, Jim. The reason
Thank
I
you.
Said that is because your new motion will add to the new motion a 90-day period to go out for rebid. That's the way that I understand that we're.
Well, but the other question.
Hold on just a moment. Pat, could you clarify for us?
Could I ask a question? Is the renewal going to be at the rate that it was last year? Because if it's a renewal, based on a new bid, the new bid is my question.
It's not going to be based on the same numbers, no.
Okay.
So the renewal is on the old numbers.
The renewal payrolls are on the old numbers. The renewal rates are on the new numbers. Okay. Payroll is what's in question.
Okay, but here's my question to you, gentlemen. Why can't we award the bid at $186,378, which was his original bid, knowing that he used the wrong payroll numbers, and when he recalculates it, it'll be at $1,500 difference? Because we don't have to necessarily go lowest bid.
The issue, and I understand that it happens all the time, but the bid process is supposed to be a comparison of exact numbers.
Right.
And if it is not a comparison of exact numbers, then it can be an irregular bid. Now,
okay.
I understand you have the numbers in hand to do the calculations, but I think there are some other issues besides just these numbers that were occurring for reductions, I understand, possibly, that weren't being compared for each party to have an opportunity to compare. So that's part of it.
That's incorrect. All that's wrong is the payroll number.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
There is no reductions that are occurring because certain facilities are used or something
nope.
along
no.
that line.
Nope.
Okay,
not
so
not
just the numbers.
Just the.
So it would require a recalculation based on the current numbers.
Correct. It would require that anyway. That would be required at the end of either one of these.
Well, this becomes my question then. Why aren't the bids being let for the numbers that are going to be calculated and not based on any payroll whatsoever? Because then you get your comparison, and because the recalculation is going to occur.
All right. So
those rates vary from department to department with insurance companies, and therefore we have to have some semblance of our payroll so that we can even come up with a which would be better for our patient. So the rates themselves would not give us any idea of what the cost is going to be unless we apply it to our particular.
Exactly.
Payment.
And I guess what I've seen in the past from other places, and I don't know how you all let your bids exactly, I guess, but is that they give, okay, here is one option, here's A, here's B. Give us your bid, and so that each group that wants to bid is bidding all on A and all on B, but they're doing it all on the same exact things and numbers. So
that's what the spreadsheet actually does. And although we didn't ask for that, we got enough information to see that.
And recalculate. In my opinion, if you're doing it, you should follow the letter of the law. If there is no injury to the county by reletting the bids at all,
right.
really, then, you know, you got to follow the rule.
Right.
And
so I'll move that we renew the existing workman's comp policy for 90 days and direct Linda in purchasing to rebid this process. Rebid the workman's comp process.
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded that we move forward with Connell Howe and at the same time
rebid
and go through the bidding process. Discussion, I would add that and request, Pat, if you would, to help us with that process to make sure that we do it exactly according to Hoyle and that we get this rectified. Is that acceptable
mm-hmm.
to you, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously. And I would like to thank all those companies who have submitted bids and who have gone through this process and procedure and assure you that we will move forward as quickly as possible to expedite the technical problem that we had and rectify what currently exists. And at this time, I would accept a motion to go into exec with our counsel.
Motion go to an executive pursuant 610.021.1 and 3, personnel and litigation.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session for the purposes of personnel and litigation. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Linda, would you come and grab this? I don't.